Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The first part of the Dublin City Transport Plan is set to go ahead next month. However, it has been scaled back from what was originally outlined. The first phase of the measures will come into effect from the 25th of August and we'll see a number of restrictions on private cars using parts of the North and South Quays between 7am and 7pm Monday to Sunday. For more on this, we're joined by Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Good morning, Olivia.
Hello, Philip.
I think an awful lot of the detail of what is to happen got lost in the course of the row about whether it should or it shouldn't happen. So can I get you to take us back on the details now of what exactly is being set out and done now by Dublin City Council?
Yeah, and I'll try and keep it as simple as possible because I think there has been, as you say, a lot of confusion and the actual import of these things have got lost as well. So just if we look at the two sections of the Quays, if you're on the North Quays and your motor is coming up towards Bachelor's Walk, what you'll have to do now is take a left-hand turn onto O'Connell Street. You won't be allowed to go straight ahead onto Eden Quay, so that would be sort of the direction of someone heading down to the docks. You won't be able to do that. You turn left onto O'Connell Street. You already can't turn right onto O'Connell Bridge. That turn was taken out back in 2017. So that's your restriction on the North Quays. If you move then to the other side of O'Connell Bridge on the South Quays, if you're coming up from, say, Tara Street, you will still be able to cross O'Connell Bridge. So you can take a right-hand turn onto O'Connell Bridge and off you go up O'Connell Street. Or they're reinstating a turn that you currently can't take. So you turn from Berkey again right onto O'Connell Bridge and you can also turn right again onto Eden Quay. So none of the North Quays is being made inaccessible to motorists. But so you can come from the south to the north and take that turn there. The only restriction then on the South Quays is if you cannot go straight ahead. So if you're again on Berkey and you want to head down towards Euston Station, what you have to do now is take a left onto Dallaire Street, come around by Doyle's Pub and back onto Westmoreland Street. And you can't go from Westmoreland Street directly onto Aston Quay, but what you can do is take a left onto Fleet Street and take one of the rights then back down onto the Quays. The first one you'd be able to take would be down the side of the Palace Bar, and that gets you back onto the Quays. Now, so the South Quays is a little bit more complicated than the North Quays. All you can do on the North Quays is turn left onto O'Connell Street. But I think it has to be mentioned as well, that's the only restriction. That's the only bit of the Quays, that bit on Aston Quay. It's about a 50-metre stretch that will be inaccessible to cars. And every single bridge on the Liffey that cars can currently cross, they will still be able to cross after these restrictions are brought in next month.
And from a minute past seven, I can drive straight ahead on both North and South Quays at O'Connell Bridge.
Exactly, yes. These are daytime only restrictions. So before 7am in the morning or after 7pm in the evening, it's as is currently.
A lot of talk about bus gates here. What actually is a bus gate?
Yeah, it's an unfortunate phrase that was brought in back in 2009 when they decided they were going to put in some restrictions in College Green. It's not a physical gate. It's not a physical barrier. It's signage. It's a stick with a sign on it saying no straight ahead or whatever the particular manoeuvre might be. So it's just a timed restriction on a pole. It's not actually a physical gate.
How much less ambitious is what's going in place now next month going to be from what was originally proposed?
Well, the council was never 100% specific on what the restrictions were going to be when it published its plan last year in relation to where you'd have to turn on or off the Quays. But they indicated, say, on the North Quays, it would be considerably further back, that it would likely be your last turn from the Quays would be at Jervis Street. They had also hoped to have more of Aston Quay restricted to public transport only. But again, they weren't they weren't issuing the detail back then. So it really is only in recent months that we've become aware of the detail. But what I'd say is the big change, the big watering down, and the bit that Dublin Bus aren't massively keen on is that it's a timed restriction rather than 24/7. Because Dublin Bus say if motorists are given a time restriction, they tend to cheat. They tend to not abide by the restriction, whereas if it's 24/7, they're more likely to fear being caught.
So do we know if it's going to be heavily policed?
A matter for the guards, I suppose. But
And they don't comment before, on operational matters, naturally.
They do not. Well, what we've seen before is they do come out with a show of force when in the first couple of weeks of these sorts of measures being implemented, and then the hope is then that people will behave. And I think, you know, when I mentioned earlier that since 2017 we've had a no right turn onto O'Connor Bridge from Bachelor's Walk, and I think by and large that is a restriction that's abided by.
Olivia, are you still there? Have you disappeared on us?
I am.
Sorry.
You just there?
You sound like you were just cut short. Look, Olivia, long and short of it is, anybody who has been in a car and has tried to drive straight ahead along the quays at O'Connell Bridge recently knows that it's a particularly painful form of purgatory at the moment, whether you're in a car or a bus, for that matter. So how much improvement does the council think is going to be seen as a result of these restrictions?
Well, yeah, as you say, you know, you wouldn't do it, you know, in the normal course of events. Using the quays to get anywhere, unless you happen to be already on the quays, it's not your quickest route anywhere across the city. And as I say, all the bridges along the river are still open for people to cross. There's, you know, if they want to get from north to south, this really isn't going to be their quickest route. Also, the council makes the point that they've done studies at O'Connor Bridge, and only 2% of people at O'Connor Bridge are people in cars. So by and large, people are already voting with their feet, perhaps, or voting to get onto public transport. People aren't using their cars at this point. So, you know, it's maybe formalising something that people have already realised.
OK, well, let me put that question to Janet Horner, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council. Good morning, Janet. Obviously, a welcome day for you that this is now going ahead. But what for you is going to be the barometer of success?
Well, I think one of the points that you touched on there is enforcement. I think we do need to see that these measures are adhered to. And I think the other thing is getting the messaging right about this. We have been talking about this plan for over a year. And at some point over the course of that time, the message evolved to being something around nobody will be allowed to drive into the city anymore. And it's going to become completely inaccessible to cars, which is couldn't be further from the reality of what this is, which is a fairly modest measure on the quays. So the fear has been put into the public, the fear has been put into businesses that this is going to cause utter chaos for the city. In reality, that won't happen. This is a very modest measure that has been put in place initially in August, and then there are other incremental measures that will come about to come. So what we want to see is, over the course of time, leading up to the Christmas period, the city is thriving and the people are clear. It is easier to get in by bus. It is easier to access the city by public transport. It is nicer for being a little bit traffic calmed, but it is, of course,
and
completely
that is what everybody,
for those who are driving.
That is exactly what everybody does want to see. But what if you are wrong? What if the concerns of some of those businesses about a reduction in footfall is proven to be correct? Is this a decision that is open to reversal if it can be proven to be having a detrimental impact?
In all honesty, I have no expectation that that is going to happen.
That's not my question. My question is, if it can be proven to have a detrimental impact, are you open to reversing this decision?
With everything, of course. The ambition of the council is to have a thriving city centre. Like, nobody in the council is saying we are doggedly determined to do damage to the city centre or stick with measures that would do so. There is no evidence and there is no expectation that this is going to be anything other than positive for the city centre. So I don't think this will be the thing that we are looking to change our minds on any more than it will be, you know, the public realm upgrade in Liffey Street that we've just seen, the transformation of Wolfe Tone Square,
okay.
Any of these other projects we've gone ahead with that are positive changes for the city. Of course we can change them if they don't work, but I don't think there's no reason to expect this will be the one that wouldn't do so.
Janet Horner, Green Party councillor on Dublin City Council, thank you. And also to Olivia Kelly, the Dublin editor of the Irish Times.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.